Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Evangelist Sadie Yellett. I am so glad that you stopped by Blog Talk this morning to Joy and Peace Outreach. We have a wonderful topic this morning, and I hope we can share with each and every person that listened and called in this morning. And before we start, well, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watchful and praying at all times. We thank you for letting us be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray, amen, and thank God. Today we have a guest. I don't know who it is right hand. I'm going to bring him on. But we have a guest that's on this morning, and I know they're just chipping at the bits because of the topic that we have today. I mean, God is just so good. And our topic today is, when you speak the word into your circumstances, it will produce the same result as when Jesus spoke. My, 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 my. And I have a caller in queue. And if anyone would like to call in, this is the number 646-716-4389. And just press 1 on your dial when you get ready to speak. That number again is 646-716-4389. And thank you so much, guests, for coming on. And I'm going to put my first guest on. Good morning, guest. You're now on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. You're on air. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best. How to favor the Lord.
Well, praise God. So glad that you could tune in with Joy and Peace Outreach today. And we have such an exciting and a wonderful topic today on when you speak the word into your circumstances, it will produce the same result as when Jesus spoke. And I'm going to just tell the audience a little bit about this topic today, and then I'll have you, Evangelist Brian, to come on and share with the audience what you have. And we have another guest that's in queue, but I'll go ahead and do this. She'll probably come on and flick one in a little while. Praise be to God. You know, when you speak the word into your circumstances, it will produce the same result as when Jesus spoke. You can live in a powerful spiritual dimension where you are speaking the word of God into your circumstances. You can speak financial problems, physical problems, family, and marital problems, and problems on your job. As you begin to speak the word of God into your circumstances, you will see the supernatural life force of God releasing to meet those needs. You know, God's word say that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you can make a declaration today. But today on, I will speak only words of life, positive things, and the word of God into my circumstance. No matter what circumstances you're going through today, what situation you're going through today, you can speak the right words that will produce the same result as Jesus spoke. And no matter how it look, how bad it gets, I decree and declare that God's word is powerful, life-giving. No longer will Satan get any victory in our life doing test and trial. You're going to go through some test and trial. I will speak life into my situation. So today, our first guest is Minister Evangelist Richard Bryan. Would you tell us a little bit what you have to say on this topic today, Evangelist Bryan?
Yeah, well, that's a great topic to talk about, speaking the word. And the word plays the biggest part in our life anyway, because God designed the word for us to speak the words of God and speak to our circumstance and our problems. We have problems. People have problems in every standard of life. But the Bible declares it and says, speak the word. The word is what brings life. Like you said just a while ago, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you speak out of your mouth, you're going to have what you say, regardless any circumstance that you go through. You're going to have what is bad or good. You're going to have it because the words, what words we said, you know, and the words that we speak, they come out of our intellect or they come out of the spirit. Now, we use intellect as a natural mind, and you got the spiritual mind come out of the spiritual God. But there's power in God's word, but we're limited to our power through natural words because the words that we say, they come to do one thing, the words bring deceiving. Words, you can use the words deceiving people. You can take words and speak. If you use God's word, well, God brings positive. We know positive word comes from God because God is a faithful God. And he promised us what we said. That, and like you said, life and death is depending on how you speak. what you want from God or how do you develop your life in God, like speaking the word of your problem. Well, mm-hmm. God, he's a problem solver. But you got to, he got the answer. You got to have the faith to believe that God can answer. If you use the word for delivering God, well, he said, I sent my word and I delivered them. Where? Out of all the troubles. Well, he sent the word to deliver you out of what you're in. But you got to say what he said. You got to impose on what the promise that is that God can turn the situation around in your life. Because if you live like the word tell you, Lord, be success in you. But it's how we live and how we go out among what we can't see the, as they said, you cannot see the devil. Now, the devil comes in many forms. The devil uses different people, and he can use you in a candle and how you yield to it. Your words as to how you put yourself in prison. You can put your own self in prison on what words you said. You can say coming down sickness. Well, you say exactly what you got. Well, you're going to have what you got because you send the same words that you heard. What the doctor said to you, you heard what he said. You don't have to receive that word. You can receive what God said. He said, "Now I'm the Lord that healeth thee." Well, the doctor said, "Well, you got this disease." Well, God said, "By his stripes that I'm healed." Well, I'm saying exactly the words of God. And what I'm saying is exactly what he said that I am. I said, he said that whose report I'm going to believe. Now, I got to believe the report of the Lord. I know God's word is healing in God's word. I know his word still stands. No matter what, his word still stands. It shall come to pass, because his word goes out and will not come back to you void. It accomplishes what it's sent out to do. It does one thing. If you have faith in God, well, God can, he can deliver you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have faith in God and you can't believe, well, best thing you would go to the doctor, because that's your only source that you can believe the doctor. Then you believe you can believe the doctor because what he's saying, because you yield to that what his word. But if you believe God, you yield to God's word, and God's word don't cost you nothing. The doctor costs you something, but if you go to God's word, it don't cost you a dime, because God, he heals you because of your faith. Your faith did it unto you. Because if he said it, why don't we believe it? If you believe what the doctor said, the doctor don't tell you. You got what you said. Well, other people want to ask you, what did the doctor say? No, you don't have to tell them what the doctor said. You just speak and say, well, they said that I'm coming down with a healing.
Yeah.
I don't have what the doctor
said.
I'm having what I'm saying what the word says. I'm coming down with a healing. I'm not coming down, not what the doctor said. I'm coming down because I said exactly what my father said, which is God. He's my father, so I'm imitating him. When I imitate him, I'll be just like him. Because he spoke things. Jesus spoke to things. He spoke to the mountain. He spoke to that mountain, and he said, now, don't doubt. He said, you speak the same thing I'm speaking. Speak to that mountain, and doubt not in your heart, and cast that thing into the sea. And now if you cast it in, that means you're not doubting, because you're saying exactly what he says. Now the devil's going to bring it back and tell you you got that mountain still there. Well, you're looking at that mountain. You're saying what the devil's telling you. Don't say what he says. Say what God says. God
That's
is for
right.
you. He's not against you. He makes his word plain to us. All we got to do is and act upon it. Actually, God, he's a faith God. And he believes in faith. That's what moved God. Your words were moved by the inspiring word of God. The words are inside of you. You've got words inside. Every person that's born on planet Earth has words. Words bring you in prison, and words bring you out of prison. How you say the word? God's word is delivered. It delivers what? It delivers you out. If he delivers the children out of Israel, so he'll deliver you out of what you're in. So he delivers Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, well, he'll deliver you out of it. If he deliver Daniel and the lion, then well, he'll deliver you out of it. Why? Because he was saying exactly what God wanted him to say. Because he hears. His ears is not dull. His ears, he hears you. And he hears exactly what you're saying. So you
All
say
right.
what God.
All right.
Practice
yes,
what
Lord.
You
preach.
People practice. Practice what you preach. What's out of your heart? What's in your heart? What come out of the heart? You
yes,
practice
right.
what you practice. If you believe it, you'll receive it, but don't have no doubt. Now, you can have faith in God, but also you can have doubt in God. Mm. The devil comes to put doubt in your mind. Mm-hmm. You may believe one thing, the next thing you don't believe it. Well, that's a double mind. Double mind of man won't receive nothing from God. You got to believe the faith. Where faith cometh? By hearing come out the word. So the word. That's the word.
We have another caller, Evangelist Brian, that have called in. They done threw their hand up. They want to say a word. Caller, you are now on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Reverend Wynn. How are you?
How you doing, Reverend Wynn?
Oh, I'm doing great. Listen, this is really a good topic. I'm telling you, I hope that there's a lot of listeners because we hurt ourselves sometimes by our words. The Bible says we're snared by the words of our mouth. We're tripped up by our words. And what Reverend Bryant said was excellent. And it made me think of two things. One thing, it made me think of the woman with the issue of blood. She got her stuff because she did what she said, see. Mm-hmm. She first heard, faith comes by hearing. Then she said, if I could but touch his garment.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did what she said and got her healing, see.
Yeah.
A lot of times we're running around confessing, but we're not doing what we're confessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't get our stuff, see. Another thing that comes to my mind is Isaiah 55:11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Now, today, in the new covenant, this is a different dispensation than then. We are the mouth of God. God's word isn't spoken on earth unless we speak it. So that his word going out of our mouth, it shall not return unto me void. Now, that's talking about God. But in the new covenant, we're the one who speaks his word. And so here we can say that the word of God that we speak, it will not come back to us void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases. And it shall prosper in the thing whereinto we send it. So when we send out the word of God, it's not going to come back to us empty. It's going to come back to us as fruit, as result. And then in verse 12 it says, for ye shall go out with joy. Now listen, this goes with 11. You see, when we speak forth the word of God, that'll get us out of our situation, and we're going to go out of that situation or circumstances with joy. And we're going to be led forth with peace. Why?
Right.
Because we spoke the word of God. And so when we speak the word of God, we get results. What we speak happens. So then we're going to get out of our circumstances. We're going to go out of it with joy. We're going to go out of it with peace. And the mountains and the hills will break forth before you and sing. In other words, your circumstances is going to bow and worship you. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. And then 13 it says, instead of thorns shall come up a fir tree. Instead of a briar, see, this was the plan of the enemy, the thorns, the briar, and all the yucky junk in there, see? Instead of the thorns shall come up a fir tree. Instead of a briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So see that when we speak forth the word of God, our circumstances bow to us. We get out of that thing by joy and peace, and then everybody's going to see it, and they'll know it forever. Because, see, that becomes a flow of our life. It's not just a one-time thing because circumstances are not a one-time thing, right? You get through one circumstance and there's another one looking at you right in
front. That's right.
Hallelujah. But you know what? Because we're seated at the far above seat. Everything, we're seated in the far above seat in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father, Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah. And when we know that, we live different. We walk different. We talk different. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. We have another caller that have come on. Let me cue her in. Good morning. Good morning. You are now on air with Blog Talk, Joy and Peace.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor Sadie.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. We know you got something to say this morning.
Yes, ma'am. I want to go off of what Evangelist Bryant said, and then also with, I believe it's Reverend Wynn, what she said also. The words that we speak are power. And, you know, I said it in a broadcast I did the other day, we don't realize how much power we have because we have God's word, and God's words are powerful. They're strong. They're mighty. Spoke, and then it was. He spoke us into existence before he ever formed us or created us. He spoke us.
Yeah.
He spoke the world before he ever formed or created it. He said, let there be light before there was light, and then there was light. So we got to do exactly like they were just speaking, what he does. because he said in Genesis 1:26, we're made in his image
in
his likeness. And he made us to be just like him. So just like he speaks, and then it is, we speak, and then it is. It's just that simple. But we don't grab a hold of when it says life and death are in the power of the tongue. The tongue has power. That scripture right there is telling us there is power in our tongue. There's power in what we say. When you say something to someone and you give them a word of encouragement, that uplifts them. But if you speak a word that says you're nothing, you're not going to be anything, you're not going to do anything, you're never going to go anywhere, you know, it had been better if you had never been born, you gave power to those words, and it healed them emotionally. But those words did have power. It didn't have the right kind of power, but they had power. So we got to understand what we speak is very, very important.
Yes, yes. You know, and as y'all, as each one of you all was speaking, and I had it down here written, you know, by when we was talking about your tongue, you have to guard your mouth from all murmuring and complaining. Do not be like the Israelites. It displeased God when we murmur and complain during trials. Our eyes should be focused on God and not on our problems. You know, we have to trust him, have faith, and believe in him and his word. If we say we have trust, that means we got to trust God. If we say we got faith, we got to have faith all the way with God, not no shady faith, no sometime faith, whatever. We got to have faith, totally faith, and believing in him and above and his word. And, you know, no matter how it look or what people are saying, keep your faith in God and your eyes focused on God. You know, and as I went right back to the scripture, which was just saying by God in your tongue, against gossip, one of the major strongholds Satan has built in the church today is using the tongues of Christians to bring strife, discord, and destruction throughout the church by gossip. This all to do with the God in your tongue against everything, you know. And then I wrote down, what is gossip? Anything an individual repeats, a rumor, or something they have heard concerning another person or regarding something that has taken place. This is gossip. Repeating something a person has said regarding someone else. How many times we see that going on in the body of Christ, talking about another person, mistakes, problems, or failure behind their back to someone else? That little red membrane in your mouth is a weapon. And if it's not used right to speak the word, it can, you know, it, that tongue can be backbiting, slander. And backbiting is a form of gossiping with a, you know, specific purpose to stay mean and spiteful. Individual backbiting also referred to as slander or false accusation. And you all know that's on this line today, and those that's listening on the later on or either archive, you know, the power is in our mouth. When we speak, we need to speak and produce the same result God did. Just like Evangelist Brian was saying, don't speak sickness no matter what the doctor say. You don't have to take that that diagnosis. You're going to take the prognosis of Jesus. You're going to take what the word of God says, that I am healed.
Amen.
You know, and when we look at it, we have to be so careful. Well, before we say anything, really think about it. Pray about it first and think about it before we open our mouth. Because once our mouth open and it come out, we can't take that back.
Amen.
Digest it, and that other person didn't receive it or it hurt somebody. We have to really be in tune to the word of God to produce what Jesus would say. Like they came out one year, all these little things say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? So we got to know when we read this word, what would Jesus do in this situation? Let's not just take off and go to, you know, bad mouthing the person or just go to, just going off other words. We need to really watch our tongue, watch our words, and our conversation. I know somebody else ready to jump in. Go right ahead.
Pastor Sadie, one of the things that comes to mind as you were talking about gossip is gossip, when we're repeating something to someone who has no authority to fix it, mm-hmm. then that's, we know that's gossip. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to somebody because there is a situation and they have authority to deal with that, then it's not gossip. It's working together to fix something that's out of order. But mm-hmm. when you're repeating something and they don't even have nothing to do with it, then you know that you're gossiping. And being people of prayer, all Christians ought to be people of prayer. And being people of prayer, we need to understand that our words to each other will affect the results that we get from God. You see, because we're speaking words to him, too. And so our words to each other is going to affect the results that we get from God in speaking words to him. And so that really, you know, sometimes I'll be in a car with somebody, and I have to be careful with this because it can be kind of rude, mm-hmm. but I don't say much. I just don't say much. And Pastor Sadie, I'm on the prayer line, the same prayer line that you're on in the mornings, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I don't say anything unless I'm asked. Because mm-hmm. why? Because the less I talk, the less I have to repent.
Oh,
and so
right.
I just talk when somebody says, share a word, because I've always got a word. Uh-huh. And so I just don't talk. I'll be driving down the road with people, and it's hard for me sometimes because if it's a family member, you tend to be comfortable with them.
Uh-huh.
So you'll take liberties to say things. So I just, you know, I just don't talk. Because I want results from God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think
you
it
know.
Was
go ahead.
Somebody asked Charles Finney about Father Nash. And because Father Nash never come out into the crowd with Charles Finney, he stayed back in the room and prayed for Charles Finney.
Uh-huh.
And somebody asked Charles Finney about Father Nash, and they said, well, what is Father Nash like? And he said, he's very quiet.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he was quiet, because he was a man of prayer. He spent his life praying. Charles Finney done the ministering in public, and Father mm-hmm. Nash done the praying. And so he knew that he needed results from God, so he didn't talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from that.
Yeah, I understand you saying that. She was saying that, you know, about the gospel. Thank you for that. And I was also saying your tongue must be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Mm.
Amen.
Before
Amen.
We can speak the word in power as Jesus did, our tongue must be sanctified, cleansed, and purged by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the reason Jesus spoke the word with such power and authority that blinded eyes were opened, the winds and the seas obeyed him, and the dead was raised. This was because there was no sin in his mouth. His tongue was controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ah, we have another caller in queue. Caller, you are now on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an awesome lesson because I'm learning every day, even on the things, I mean, even how the Bible says that how there is power in our words, and even also I think about all time when the scripture said that we can decree a thing and it shall be established, and then once it's set up in the atmosphere, how the Bible said we can have whatever we say. Even uh-huh. how everybody was saying earlier, how the Bible, how the scripture said there is life and death in the power of the tongue. And so we have to be very cautious and very careful on the things where we speak on that, where we speak out in off in the atmosphere. How we could speak negative, or either we could speak positive, because
mm-hmm.
you know the same power that Christ had, how we have the same power also too. You know, even on the things, even in the things that we say or do, there is power.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have to be so careful on the things, and we have to be so careful on the things what we say, and so not only things for even for what we say, even the things as in for what we hear that comes inside our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be very careful on the things, even the things, even when we speak out our mouth. We've got to be careful on the things, on the things that we let come in. And I'm learning every day how to be careful on the things, learning how to speak the positive. Because like, even how the Bible says you can have whatever you say, even how the Bible says that we can have blessings or curses, we can have life or death. I mean, it is how we speak it out. It is what we speak out of our mouth. And you know,
yes.
I mean, how that is so important. I mean, even how to say life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we can speak life, we can speak blessings, we can speak curses. But I'm learning every day how to speak the positive.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to speak the positive. Got to speak the positive off in prayer.
Amen.
I mean, even how the Bible say, the Lord, I will know our heart, because He to put everything off inside of us. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
He know us because we are His children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even as He knowing us, He got to have that communication, and we have to have that fellowship with Him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, even as we speak to God, God speaks to us through His Word.
That's
so that's
right.
Why studying is so important. How we got to hear the voice of God? How we got to know His Word? And I don't know going to know His Word about spending time with Him. So we got to be very careful and careful on the things that we speak out of our mouth.
Oh, Jesus, that is, oh, Minister Tanya, that is so important. Thank you so much for sharing that with everyone that's listening in today. Not only the guests, but those that are listening or may come on later on, because that is so important. You know, and to speak the word with power, you must program your mind for victory. You know,
amen.
Whatever is in your heart and mind determines the words coming out of your mouth. You know, it also determines the entire course of your life. You must program your mind for victory. God has not planned for you to be defeated. Mm. And you know, as I was listening, the most offensive weapon to use against the enemy is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Mm. And the Bible tells us to use God's Word as a weapon to fight against the enemy. Jesus himself used the word to fight Satan. And we'll find that in Matthew's the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. And here Jesus is telling Satan to get out of here, Satan, for the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only by using God's word and by quoting scriptures. Jesus successfully defeated Satan. In order to know God's word, you must read God's word. Like you were saying, Minister Tom, we have to read God's word and listen to him.
Amen.
Let him, you know, we dissect it, but listen to what he's saying to us after we have read it. He give us wisdom and understanding. But before we just blot out something, we really need to, you know, be able to speak the word with the same power and authority as Jesus. You know, you must know the power of the word. God's written word is not dry, it's not lifeless. It is powerful. It has a creative power. Jesus said the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Ah, somebody else want to share something else? Hmm.
Yeah, you're making that plain. Also, the word is, words are seeds. You know, we always know that every seed produces after its own kind, so we got to be very careful how we plant seeds. Seeds is that even plant some bad seeds in some areas that is not really good ground. Just plant seed words in, and some places are very good ground. That's how we approach God. And words has plays the bigger part of every human being life, as well as us. People of God, which plays the biggest part of life, because that's what God's going to judge us on, is His Word.
Mm-hmm.
Why we live, what we do, what comes out of, and we have to give account for every idle word. And you made that statement about Jesus. When He did go on the 40-day fast, He was there, but He was fed from the angels, life into His spirit. It's, even though the flesh was weak, but the spirit was fed. But when He came out the 40-day fast, He came out and He met the devil, but He had power through His spirit. So our spirit has to be fed the word to overtake our problem, because it's one that rises up in us. But the natural man, it's limited, and the natural man gets weak. But that spiritual man, it grows on the word. That's not, it lives by the word. It don't live by nothing else but by the word. Your spirit man will live by the word. That's why He said, man shall not live by bread alone. That's that bread. That life is in their spirit. That spirit makes the spirit man be giant. It makes you grow stronger. You don't get weaker. When the devil comes, it stands up in you. It stands up. The word stands in your spirit. And it puts the devil on the fly. Like He said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word. Well, the word says take and cut. Well, it said the word is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Well, that means it cuts something. It's got a cut because it's got power behind His word. It's power because the man on the inside rises up. He's be strong. He never weak. He's strong. And with that outward man, it gets weak. Well, it gets weak to the things, and it goes into a shell. But that inward man, it grows day by day. You keep pouring the word into it. Keep popping the word in him. The more you keep popping that, greater you get. That's why he said, greater is he than he was in the world. Well, that great one gets stronger. It don't ever get weaker. It gets so strong enough that the devil cannot stand a person that gets stronger in God. He gets upset. He tries to bring things against it. But he can't, because the man that's got the word inside is known as Jesus inside us. Well, we overpower the works of the devil. He can't have authority over. We have authority over him. Because we buy the word. We take the word for a balancing our life. We have to, even in balancing with God, that God can use us gifts. He uses us through the gifts. The gifts manifest through the word. And the word comes alive, it comes rich in you. It makes you wholesome, it makes you stronger. You'll never be weak. The Bible says, let the weak say they're strong. Not weak, but strong. You're strong in the word. So the word just isn't active. We just practice. We practice constantly at the word. Let the word be settled. And every human being on planet Earth got some word in them. Otherwise, they couldn't get the things on planet Earth. They didn't have no word, but they believed. And you got people out there not saved, but they still believe. They believe in that. They got their words they believe. But we got a word that from God that stands for sure. The word of the world won't stand for sure, but the word of God stands for sure. So we have insurance in God. We have favor with God. Mm-hmm. We find favor every day with God because we believe God. We haven't seen God. No man has seen God in no time. But we know he exists by the spirit of the word. The word produces. It had to have to produce with God. He spoke everything into existence by the word. So that's what the word is all in us. We speak it. We talk it. We bring in everything. And God, the signs and wonders follows after the word. Amen. And it's amazing. Signs and wonders follow after the word. We speak a word. Something happens. Well, it happened because we spoke it. And when he speaks something, it'll develop, and it will not come back void, but it'll form. When you speak it out of your mouth, it's forming out of your mouth. And it's bringing everything to reality. You speak what you want from God. It's designed how you speak it and come. And so I'm all like he said, he framed the world. Well, after he framed something, you got to put something in that frame. And the picture was spoken. The word was spoken in the picture. The picture came into reality. Everything came into existence because God spoke it. And when he spoke it, he said, you have that same ability to speak what you want. Frame that word. Let the word be framed and then begin to speak that word into existence. Things begin to come and say, my people perish without a vision. The vision is coming. He said, it's speaking it. Everything is coming into reality. Because you sowing out of the word of God. The word of God is being developed. It's bringing in everything into your life. Everything you just spoke is yet coming into your life. More things are coming because you keep talking about God. You bring him up in your conversation. You talk about him in the word.
Yeah.
People get to talk about it. It may be down in the spirit. All at once the word come alive. The word bring them out of what they see. They may get sick sometimes. But when you get to talk about the word, it bring revival in your spirit. It bring life back in.
Yeah.
Get sick no more. You just sit and talk about God. The Bible says a merry heart do good like medicine. So the word is medicine. What it do? It delivers us out of what we're in. If we talk it enough, we take it three times a day. Like he said, the doctor said, you take your medicine up, take all of it up, and when you run out, come back and get some more. But you take the word, you take an overdose in the word of God, but it still brings everything into real reality. It's what to do. That sets everything in order for God to do. Mm-hmm. You're making God, putting him on display. You're making him come up. You're bringing everything that you want with God. If you didn't know anything about God, you know about him because he's always in the atmosphere. His word is floating. You talk about it. People out there in the world bring something in. Yeah, that's all I
have
to say.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody else want to say something?
Yeah.
Yes, come right.
What we find, the more we spend time with God, the more we realize what we should say or what we shouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God will deal with us or convict us with the Holy Spirit on what should or should not be said. Because that's a personal, intimate time with him. He's teaching us and leading us and guiding us. So I find a lot of the times where I'll think something and I'll go, oh, no, that shouldn't be said. That's not right. You get it instantly like, oh, no, that's not right. You shouldn't say that. And it's not that what you're thinking is wrong, but it can produce the wrong result, though. So.
Yes.
It's not all the time something you think or something you say is wrong. It's not all the time a conversation that you have is wrong, but wrong can come out of that conversation. Somebody else can pick that information up. They can take it. They can run with it. They can change it. They can produce ungodly results from it. They can go and take it and twist it and turn it, and by the time it gets to that person, even if you weren't speaking in any evil against somebody, let's just say you were speaking something that you felt in your heart or something that you felt, you know, like, I don't believe that this is right. I don't believe this person treated me right or they did me right. Now, you take that and give it to somebody else, and what they do in turn is they take it and they use it against that person and also against you. When you didn't mean any harm by what you said, but you were just expressing how you felt. And see, a lot of the times, that's why you can't even do that. Not because it's so wrong, but because of what's in that person's heart. Because God said, what comes out of the heart? Evil, murder, rape, and so all kind of stuff come out of our heart. That stuff comes from inside of us. It don't come from outside of us. Just like if you give somebody some money and you go, oh, my God, this person is corrupted. The money corrupted them. No, it didn't. Uh-huh. The money produced what was already inside of them. They would have been 10 times worse had they had the money earlier than they were because they didn't have it. They were humbled because they didn't have the money. But once money came, the real them showed up. See, we were only getting a piece of who they really were before they actually had the resources to do what they really wanted to do in their heart. And that's why we got to be careful with those words. Because what does the Bible tell us? If your hand offends you, cut it off. If your eye is what's hurting you, poke it out. Take it out. If it will do harm to somebody else, take it out. And I find that in myself. I tell myself a lot of the time, like people who are in a relationship, if you have a husband or a wife, girlfriend or a boyfriend, right or wrong, it's not up to me to judge. No, you shouldn't have it, but lots of people do. Let's just deal with the facts and not with virtual reality. We live in the fact world, not what-if world. Yes, what if you didn't have it, but you do? That's the reality. And so even in our relationships, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, you'll find yourself a lot of times having to stop from saying things, because you know for a fact it's not going to produce the right kind of result.
Okay.
So you know, look, I'm not going to say this because this is going to cause this to happen, and I don't want that to happen. I want peace. And the Bible says you got to pursue peace. You got to seek it and pursue it, and you got to do it also with your words or with the absence of your words. Like Reverend Wynn was saying, the absence of a lot. The Bible says a fool is known in the multitude of words. And when I read that, that thing spoke volumes to me. A fool is known in the multitude of words. Somebody that's always shooting out at the lip all the time. And it made me take inventory of what I was saying, when I was saying it, how I was saying it, and why I was saying it. Because you can say the right thing with the wrong motive.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. For those that want to call in, the number again is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And just hit one on your keypad, and we can bring you in. I mean, this is, when this topic came to, as I was reading and stuff, and I was asking God for some new topics for the show, and I say, you know, when you speak the word in your circumstance, I mean, you know, when we speak, we have to be so careful of what we're saying out.
Amen.
Because when it come out of our mouth, you know, and I was thinking, you know, it will happen. God is powerful. He is in control. We have to get rid of every preconceived idea, get rid of every man-made tradition, get rid of every limitation that make you think you cannot do the same work as Jesus. You do have the power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons and devils. Yes, even you. You know, people feel in the body of Christ that they can't do this and can't do that. The same miracles that they did in the Bible, we can do them now even greater. That's what the Word of God says. It's in the Word.
Right.
We can do it. We can speak that thing. We can speak the Word of God. No matter what I was circumstances, our situation, even right now as we're speaking. Each one of us can be going through a circumstance or a situation, but we have to go and speak positive to that situation, not speak negative to it, not think of the worst thing, scenario to come out, but we're going to speak life to that thing. We're going to bring that thing full force. We're not going to murmur and complain through our trial and our tribulation. We know on this side we're going to go through something, because
yes,
if we didn't go through something, we wasn't perfect. God was the only person, man, that walked this earth. So that let us know he died for us. We're going to go through something. There's no way we're gonna be here and live on a flower beds of ease and think everything gonna be honky dory every day. Not so, not so. But we have to practice ourselves to praying, practice ourselves more and more. Stay in the Word of God, read the Word of God, hear what the Word of God is speaking to us. Not just reading it and not doing what it says, but reading and getting an understanding with the wisdom that He give to you. So when we open our mouth, we can speak the word. And I was listening to you, Reverend Wynn, when you were saying, even on the prayer line, unless you ask to say something, the best way to keep you out where you ain't got to repent is to not say anything unless somebody asks you something. And I, you know, think about, you say you was quiet before even all this. I know I used to be real quiet, didn't say nothing. I didn't know if I was shy, whatever they call it. I wouldn't say anything. And after I had head surgery, and my mother told me way before she passed, she said, I think they took something out that they should have left in, because now you can't keep your mouth closed. But when I start talking about Jesus all that he's doing for me and other people live that I see that I get involved with, I'm talking with from day to day or helping, I can't help but just open my mouth and say how God is good. And when I heard Evangelist Brian saying that, just summing it up a little bit, when he was saying, when we speak out of our mouth and what God is doing, and, you know, God in your mouth from lying and deception, and death and life are in the power of the tongue, you know, I thank God. I just thank you. I mean, I just been telling ever since I got up this morning. I guess I'm not going to say it's a ritual, but I just thank God. I just be saying, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, yes, I adore you. You know, I magnify you. And I always get to that point where they used to tell me, well, what more can you do? I always feel, say, God, I feel there's something else you want me to do. I don't feel like I'm doing enough for God and God's people. And I be speaking. I say, God, is there something else I can do? Is it somewhere else I can go take somebody? What else? You know, I'm forever constantly wanting to do more for God, because I know we his mouthpiece. We are his hand. We are his hands, his feet, his arms. You know, yes, we're everything. And so I want to please God. I don't want to be doing no anything and everything that is not of God. I don't want to do that. And I say, God, I need a correction of error. If it's an error in my life or something you see that I should do better than I'm doing, I want to do it. And you know, as you know, I was thinking about Martha and Lazarus when we was talking about speaking into your circumstances. You know, just as Christ today is alive and seated at the right hand of God, so is the Word alive in us. And Jesus had told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Then he spoke the word, Lazarus, come forth. Just like he spoke to Lazarus, he just could have said, come forth. Everybody would have got up when he spoke and come forth.
Yeah.
But he pinpointed, he said, specific. That means speaking in that circumstance. He said, Reverend Wynn, come forth. Dollar Wynn, come forth. He said, Tabitha Varan, come forth. Evangelist Brian, come forth. Evangelist Sadie, come forth. Minister Tanya, come forth. And we have a guest that's in queue that's on the line. I think they just want to listen, but whoever they are, they're saying, come forth. And he's calling us, come forth. Speak the word. He said, when you open your mouth for him, you may not know what you're going to say. But if you in Christ Jesus and read the word, he will fill your mouth. When you open it up, it's going to come out. But if we're putting junk in it, in our body, in our mind, that's what's going to come out, junk. But when we put the word of God on what we're reading, what we're hearing, and go to get it clarified through scriptures, we're going to be able to when we open our mouth. We won't feel embarrassed. We won't be made shame. But that's when we speak in the word into circumstance. We can speak the word in somebody else's circumstance that may not have as much word in them as we may think of somebody else's thing. But once we start speaking that word and start changing their vocabulary to let them know, speak this word, read this. This is what God say, not what I say. But here, read it for yourself where you can speak the word for yourself in any situation. Ah, somebody else want to say something? We have 8 minutes. We got still got a little time to talk.
Yeah. Pastor Sadie, you had mentioned that Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. One of the things, too, that we need to remember is Jesus said, he said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Mm-hmm. And so he wasn't talking about that moment. Mm-hmm. He was talking about all through his life. And from the very moment when Martha come running out to him, he said, this sickness is not unto death. You know, he said he will live again. You know, so see what was coming out of his mouth. So that's just all day, every day, we need to be aware of what's coming out of our mouth, because when we get ready to pray and we need something to happen, see, we need to be able to say to the Lord with a clear conscience, mm-hmm. Father, thank you that you hear me, and I speak mm-hmm. your word all day. I don't speak nothing bad. I don't speak anything against your word. Thank you that you hear me. And so that's why we, 1 John, somebody help me. 1 John 3:16, is it? 1 John, where it says, 5:16, where it says that is with this, we can have this confidence. Why? Because we know that when we pray, he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
See? So Jesus knew that when he talked, not just prayed, but when he talked, God heard him. So when we're talking, you see, one thing to man and something else to God, we're not going to get results. We can't say with a clear conscience, Lord, thank you that you have heard me. You see, because we know that we have not spoken the word of God. We've spoken things we shouldn't have. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Evangelist Brian, you want to say, Perseverance, one of y'all want to say something else on this topic today?
I'll be brief and let Evangelist Brian speak. I want people to understand, and it's something that I deal with a lot. So I know, you know, from experience and not from, you know, me just saying, hey, this is what the Bible says, or hey, this is what you should do. No, I know, because I got to do it myself a lot. I tell myself, and some person might think that this is wrong, but it's right, you know. It's right. I tell myself a lot, like, I get ready to say something, and I say, shut up. You know, you can say that to yourself. You can tell yourself to shut up, because I don't want you to say everything you think. Just because
Come
I
on.
Think it does not
All
mean
right.
I should say it. So I All tell right. myself a lot, like, shut up, that's not right, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't say that. That'll cause this to happen, or that'll cause that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Uh-huh.
No, just be quiet and just let it play out the way it needs to, and don't add anything to it. Just let
mm-hmm.
it flow. Let it be the way that God wants it to be.
Amen.
And don't say anything. Sometimes we think that we have to say something just because we feel it. We don't have to say everything.
Come on. Yeah.
That's so
and,
true.
And I deal with it personally, not just in myself, but with people that I'm connected to. I say, hey, look, you shouldn't say that. Well, it's what I feel. Yeah, just because you feel it does not mean you should always
say it.
You know, some things you should be quiet. Or let's say, for instance, if you said something, Pastor Sadie or Reverend Wynn, and
mm-hmm.
I know what you're getting ready to say, so I'll go ahead and say what I already know you're getting ready to say. I should not do that. I should not say that. I should allow you to say what you were trying to say, because then I'm taking away from who you are and for what you brought to the table. Don't always speak just because you know, oh, I know you're going to say that, so I'm going to go ahead and finish that sentence for you. No, let that person speak.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Evangelist Brian, you want to add something? We have 4 minutes left. Okay, it's probably long. But Pastor Wynn, would you like to say anything else?
Well, yeah, you know, I can mention here, I was jotting some things down as it was coming up in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us by nature are quite opinionated,
mm-hmm.
and we do have our opinions. And I have learned that opinion is a thought without authority. And so when you're speaking your opinion, you're really making a fool out of yourself. because you have no authority on that subject. Because if it's not an opinion, then it's authority, see? Then you've got a right to say it. But so I've learned that. I said, I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. No. I just keep, and see, what I do is, what I used to do is just keep my opinions to myself. But do you know that I have come to a place where I don't even have opinions anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I stopped speaking them, so they stopped coming, you see? Mm-hmm. And then another thing, too, the Holy Spirit taught me, it's not enough to shut yourself up. You see,
right.
this is what I've learned. I don't just, I'm going to shut my mouth on that. No, no, no. I don't just shut up anymore. I turn around and speak the right thing. You see?
Right.
See, that's total victory right there. And then you're changing the atmosphere. Somebody may be saying something wrong, and you want to respond, and you shut up. But that's not enough. You need to put the right thing in your mouth when you want to say the wrong thing. That's true victory right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and as we come and wind it down for this program, I just thank God for you all on here. And as I was sharing and listening with everybody, we have brought you on, Evangelist Brian. You wanted to say something else?
Well, what was said, all the things were said, is that if the people out that radio line, if they would pay attention to what they're doing, the word, listen to the word constantly.
Amen.
And, you know, as we wrapping it up, you know, as a son or daughter that's on this line of the living God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have been given the same power and authority to speak the word and experience the same results as Jesus. And it's the same as when Christ Jesus spoke life, he spoke healing, and he spoke deliverance over 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
The word of God in your mouth today will destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
The word of God in your mouth today will destroy the works of the devil. So I just want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on, making this program what it was. We give God the glory, not me, but we give God the glory, because I'm hoping when someone else listen to this program today or listen to it in the archive, it will be something that will, a nugget that each one of us have said something through the power of the Holy Ghost that will lead somebody else to speaking the word into their situation and their circumstances. And I want to tell each and every one of you all, thank you so much for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Sadie Elliott. I want y'all to have a blessed, prosperous, and a wonderful day and a weekend. And hope you all can be back with me in Jesus' name on next Wednesday. We have another exciting topic next week that God have given me. But until next week, you have something you want to say? Yes, sir.
I just asked you, would you give me a call?
Yes. Okay, do you still have my number? Because my phone went out on me, and I don't have nobody's numbers.
Oh, no, I don't have your number.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I got yours. I just wrote it down. I see. Oh, when it popped up. Okay, I got it. I'll give you a call. Well, thank everybody so much. And I hope y'all have a wonderful day today in the Lord. And we're going to speak the word today in every circumstances that we go through. We're gonna produce the same result as when Jesus spoke. He said we can do it, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.